I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Mess is back with another one. It's a staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Chloe?
Morning!
Hey.
Hey, Chloe. We hear there's a situation with your boyfriend, Derek.
Yeah. I've been dating Derek for 3 years now. And throughout our relationship, I mean, he's always kind of kept in contact with his ex-girlfriends. And
hold on. Did you say ex-girlfriends, like multiple?
Yeah. More than one. But honestly, like, I really have been okay with it because he just always tells me. So I figure he has nothing to hide. Like, why would he mention it if it was inappropriate? And, like, he lets me know when they reach out, whatever. But there is this one ex of his that he was, like, super in love with, but she broke up with him. I found out about a year ago that they had been talking for 6 months, and he never told me.
Oh.
Obviously, I was super mad, especially because he, like, implied he was telling me anytime he spoke to an ex. Whatever. I asked him why he didn't tell me. He said, oh, I didn't want you to overreact.
What the hell?
It would have been fine if he hadn't lied, but I made him to promise, like, not to talk to her anymore.
Well, yeah. I mean, that completely makes sense. If he's not going to be upfront with you about it, I wouldn't be okay with that either.
How did you find out that they were talking?
Because
if he's been really open about all the other ones, I'm really confused about why he would hide this from you.
We were just laying in bed, and I saw, like, we were on his phone playing, like, Wordscapes. It's like this game that we play at night. Whatever. Anyways, and a text came in from her.
But you said this was from a year ago, though. So, like, this is old news at this point. You made him promise not to talk to her again.
Well, I thought that he wasn't going to talk to her, but I guess I'm an idiot because I saw that they are talking again. But, like, what's weird is it's through email instead of, like, texting. So he was showing me some, like, email advertisement that he had gotten, and I happened to see her name in his inbox, and I asked him about it, and I wanted to see the messages, obviously, and he told me that he deleted them all so that I wouldn't overreact again.
Yeah, he's in her inbox.
Oh my God, don't say that. Anyways, at this point, I need to know if I should, like, work at this relationship or dump him, because if he's cheating, I'm done.
Wow. Okay, wait, what's this girl's name?
Her name is Daniela.
Daniela. We are definitely going to call him up, offer him a free romantic staycation. Ask that one question, Nishi.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Obviously, we want him to say your name, Chloe, and not Daniela. Do you know your history on Daniela? Was it a short relationship? Were they each other's first? I mean, what's the history with this girl?
I don't think it was his first, but they were together for a hot minute. And like I said, he was, like, really in love with her. But she was the one who broke up with him, which always kind of bothered me because it's like, well, maybe if he hadn't broken up,
they'd still be together.
Yeah.
Do you feel like he is cheating on you? Like, is there a feeling that he is? It's just a matter of hearing him say it?
I mean, why would he be emailing her and then deleting the emails and, like, keeping that from me? Like, to me, no matter what, that seems like it's an inappropriate relationship.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, I'm just saying you should probably cheat on him.
What?
Joey.
Just in case. These people that we go live with them, they end up cheating and then you break up with them. You didn't even get an opportunity to cheat on them back. You know what I mean?
That's not the goal here. The whole thing is that you want to be in a committed, open, honest relationship with your person. If that's not happening, address the problem, right?
Yeah.
We're here to help you out, girl. So, yes, the staycation setup is what we're going to do. We're calling up your boyfriend up next, okay?
Okay, yeah, thanks.
We're back with the staycation setup. We spoke to Chloe. She let us know that her intuitions are kicking into high gear, that her man, Derek, is cheating on her, probably with this ex. Now, when they got together, they've been together for a few years. He was talking to his ex-girlfriends. It bothered her. She let him know that. He says he stopped. Well, one day when she was looking through his phone and they were playing some word game on his phone, he noticed, or she noticed, that messages were still coming in. That was about a year ago. Now she noticed on an email in his inbox, this girl either is back or he never stopped talking to her via email this time. So, Chloe, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
It's this one girl in particular named
Daniela.
Do you know anything about Daniela besides she was an ex? Have you stalked her? Have you asked more questions about her?
Not really. I feel like the more I learn about the exes, the harder it is for me to, like, get over it. I don't need to know more. You already told me enough. Like, I'm good.
Maybe he's not cheating and she's in prison and their only form of communication is email.
There you go. A little felon female. I love it.
That would be interesting.
If he's hiding something from you, that's still weird because you've asked him to see the emails, and what did he do with them?
Yeah, he said, no, they're all deleted. I delete them so you don't overreact.
That's very shady.
Let's just call him up, offer me a free romantic staycation, ask him that one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Hopefully he says your name, Chloe. If he says Daniela, then the show is yours, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Derek?
This is him.
Hi, Derek. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite, adding in a honeymoon package. I was calling just to confirm some...
Hey, man, I'm good, dude. I'm good. Don't call my number back, please.
I'm sorry about that. I wouldn't want you to miss out on this opportunity. If we end the call now, you don't get the free weekend stay. I mean, this is complimentary, no deposits, fees, or taxes, and it is a very limited time offer.
But I don't have to, like, put down a deposit or anything like that?
That is correct. Because we are a new establishment here, we wanted to offer this to you in exchange for a review on Google and Yelp, so you can help us build our presence online.
Okay. Yeah, as long as I don't have to give you any money, then totally, man.
No money here. So let's go ahead and press forward with the reservation. Now, Derek, with this free romantic weekend stay, you can bring a guest with you, and you can leave a personalized note for them to get upon entry. I can write a custom message for them, and I wanted to give you a moment to think about what you want it to say. Just let me know when you're ready.
Like, for another person to be there.
Correct.
Something like, excited to spend some special time with you.
I have that written down, Derek. My next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? Your guest's full name is needed to continue.
Okay. Put Daniela on it.
Really? Really? You didn't want me to overreact about you two talking? You.
So,
are you kidding me?
Derek, you're live on the radio right now.
What the f***?
Yeah, you better explain what the f*** is going on before I what the fuck my way over there and
okay. Yeah, well, hey, real quick, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. Obviously that's Chloe on the line, suspected you of cheating with your ex, and obviously you are.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, you just got caught. Say something.
I heard everything you said, so explain now what the fuck you're doing.
If you heard it, Chloe, I mean, then you already know. So I mean, what do I need to explain?
You pleading the fifth.
Maybe you could tell me how long you've been cheating. When you were going to tell me, if you were going to tell me, like, did you go after her?
Yeah, there's honestly a lot of things you could be telling her.
I told you that I've kept in contact with my ex-girlfriends, and me and Danielle have been talking on and off for, you know, the last, like, 3 years or so.
Oh. Wait, isn't that the whole time you two have been together? And by you two, I mean you and Chloe?
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn!
For 3 damn years, you've been talking to her?
He rested for that 3-year-old biscuit.
Stale.
Okay, so one, not only am I going to beat the f*** out of Daniela, I'm also coming after you, okay? I'm going to make your life a living hell.
Well, look.
Are you Puerto Rican? Because I'm pretty sure we're related.
This girl's crazy, man. See, this is the whole f***ing
Shut
no,
your ass
no,
up!
No. You do not get to come in here with that.
Person you are.
You cheated on her for 3 years. What do you mean it's not that big a deal? Chloe, look, I get it, but we don't want you to get violent over this. I totally get how you're feeling, but Derek, come on. Are you serious?
No. I'm going to burn your okay? I'm going to steal your f***ing dog.
All right, let's focus
what kind
on...
of dog is it? Because sometimes you got to steal a dog to prove a point.
Sell it.
No.
Derek, say something.
I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. Her life goal to be a fucking home wrecker. Chloe, you knew something was going on, and you knew if you looked hard enough, you'd find something.
Derek,
here we are.
The one thing that you need to do, because obviously this is over, is apologize to Chloe. At least, and I'm sorry. At least.
He's sorry he got caught.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you went looking for something and found it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You are such a I hope that you have so much happiness with you and Daniela. You guys are made for each other.
Okay. With that said, Derek, you there?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Chloe, I really want to say I can feel all of the passion behind everything that you've said. It's justified. We have counseling services.
What kind of dog does he have that you're going to steal, by the way?
He has a dog that he loves more than me, apparently.
Rottweiler.
Oh, Rottweiler. Yeah, that's too big. Never mind.
Why? Why did you want to know?
Thing is, she won't sell it. I need something for the holidays to give to the kids.
Oh, my
God. That's too big. What's his dog's name?
Seriously?
Yeah, what's his dog's name? I'm curious. It's going to bug me.
Comet.
Comet?
Yes.
Like the damn dog in Full House?
Yes, exactly.
Well, we'll let you go. Go steal the dog.
We're putting her on hold to get her counseling services.
Comet, come here, Comet. Comet? Comet!
Oh, my God!
Comet!
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.